Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
There's been a lot of reaction to a New York Times investigation over the weekend into the intensive data-driven culture at Amazon.com. The article was referenced by Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, who said over the weekend he didn't recognize the company the New York Times portrayed. Quote, even if it's rare or isolated, our tolerance for any lack of empathy needs to be zero, he wrote. But here's a clip from a rare look inside Amazon, part of a BBC documentary from a few years ago. Here's an employee who quit after experiencing, with a hidden camera, exhausting, demeaning conditions.
Like a lot of people, I'm used to Amazon as a customer, and it's convenient and bright. So I sort of thought if I was going to go and work for the company, it would sort of be a happy, positive place, but it seems to be the complete opposite, to be quite honest.
In its report, which confirmed much of what the BBC reported and added new details, the New York Times described a workplace where the supervisor emailing continues past midnight, where colleagues are encouraged to report on each other's shortcomings to their bosses, and where workers who suffered miscarriages or took time to tend to dying parents said they were told to, quote, make sure their focus stayed on their job. Is this the wave of the present in the high-tech workplace? Workers are data, and bad data needs to be deleted like error messages. Or do workers need to change their concepts of modern work? Joel Slattis, president of Timesheets.com, which makes clock-in software used by 1,400 small companies, joins me now. And with us is Andrew McAfee, associate director at the Initiative on the Digital Economy at the MIT Sloan School of Management. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having me.
Hello.
Now, Joel, you've got the scary machines, right, which allow you to tell exactly what I'm doing second to second, right?
Well, we don't actually track you on a second-to-second basis. We're more like a traditional time clock. We're just online in the cloud. So we would track when someone clocks in or when they clock out. Or if you were recording time for billable purposes, you would say, well, I worked 5 hours on this job or something like that. But it's not so big brothery that it's tracking you just along the way every day, all the time.
All right. Well, I'll be the judge of that, Joel. But a time clock in the cloud, that's very ingenious. I love that. We'll talk about it more in just a moment. Andrew, what is going on here as far as big data and monitoring of employees? Are there more options than ever before?
Yeah, because we have the cloud, we have devices that most of us use all the time during our working days. And so we have a huge pile of data that we can access, and we have all kinds of opportunities to observe things at a much closer level of detail than we could before.
Now, Amazon really got nailed in the New York Times with this profile of the workplace, and the BBC and some other documentarians have taken a look at Amazon's facilities around the world and have described conditions that, you know, aren't fun. But then working conditions that aren't fun aren't necessarily reminiscent of, you know, the days of the jungle where you could cut off your hand when you were in a meatpacking plant. What's going on here as you see it broadly?
Yeah, as opposed to all the warehouse jobs that are just fun and games all the time and nobody cares what you're doing, I don't quite get the comparison to the piling on Amazon. From the evidence that I've seen, their workplaces are not any more severe or brutal than other ones. And I think what's going on is Amazon is ruthlessly data-driven, and a lot of people don't like that fact.
Well, let's just stipulate for a moment, in theory, that, you know, Amazon is the worst place in the world. It's also the case that American workers and workers around the world need a cultural shift to understand that this is the way things are going to be done in the future. And both workers and companies have to make places, you know, workable for humans, both in terms of pleasant job conditions as well as allowing this information to be collected. Right, Andrew?
Yeah, I believe that. And when new technologies come along, they do change that agreement, that contract, the informal one between workers and companies.
All right. So how do you make evaluation of workers not so big brothery, Joel, in your design of equipment?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't think that big brothery is really on the minds of most people these days. Everybody expects to be clocking in or out of work. Everyone expects to be writing down their time if they're doing billable stuff. It doesn't come up as much as you might think it does. And actually, the employee experience is a good experience when they're using our service, a service like ours, like timesheets.com, because they have more access to data than they used to have. An employee can log in, for instance, and see exactly how much accrued sick and vacation time they have. They can make requests whenever they want. So they have access to data now that they didn't used to have. And the whole big brother aspect really isn't as overbearing, I think, as some people might think it is using a product like that.
Andrew McAfee, do employees like to be able to go online and see a pie chart of their performance and attempt to improve it? Or is that information they don't want to look at?
It depends critically on how that information is presented to them. But in general, most of us like to know how we're doing, and we'd like to be able to do better at it. And visualizations of the evidence and of the data are potentially a great tool for allowing that.
I described the second-to-second evaluation of worker time as something of a game show earlier on in the program. Can it be seen by employees as a game, as something that they want to increase their performance because they know it's tracked to revenue and wages, that sort of thing?
That would be a really good outcome. A lot of us are monitoring different parts of our daily lives. We're trying to become healthier. And if that information is presented correctly, it does become kind of a game where you try to better yourself over a time. Now, that would be a great outcome from the workplace. I hope we can get there.
Joel, how do you use the data and the machines that you develop to get the employee more involved in the actual data collection?
It's actually interesting that you say that, that you bring that topic up. We're in the middle of working on a new product. The idea was originally to come up with sort of like a Facebook-style wall that an employee could write on, something of a productivity tool that would give employees the ability to sort of crow a little bit about their accomplishments and what they're doing at work. And so we're working on, sort of massaging that to give employees a way to put things up on the company wall to say, yeah, I did this today, or I was able to accomplish this. And the idea is that when an employee writes down what they did or a milestone or an accomplishment and other employees see it, they themselves would be encouraged to do the same thing.
All right. Let's alternatively stipulate for the moment that the New York Times profile of Amazon focused only on the whining employees who complain about everything all the time and that Amazon is actually a great place to work. Andrew McAfee, where do companies run the risk of going wrong with these strategies? If workers are relatively content, can you push it over the limit and really turn things around?
Yeah, if it does become a privacy violation and it really does start to feel like a big brother or somebody watching me every second, not trusting me, and me not getting anything back from that, those are both unproductive ways to head with this new opportunity to gather data.
Do employees like having pieces of equipment like, you see the FedEx guys with their barcode readers in the Amazon factories, the fulfillment centers? They have these devices that have clocks on them and everything. Do people like having that stuff, or does it feel more like a dog tag?
It depends very heavily on how it's introduced and how it's explained to them. And one pattern that we've noticed is there's some apprehension up front. What's going to happen and why are you doing this? That apprehension fades remarkably quickly, especially if they realize that they're being monitored for acceptable reasons, and it fades into the background.
So is it fair to say, and I'll put this question to both you, Joel, and to Andrew, is it fair to say that this New York Times profile and other deep looks at Amazon show that Amazon is a leader in terms of using this kind of technology and that they are in a position to learn good and bad lessons about how the workplace is going to be in the future? Joel?
Well, yeah, I would say so. I mean, you can't what's the old expression? You can't make an omelet without breaking an egg. Someone is going to maybe not like the initial data collection technologies that they implement, or maybe they won't like how they're doing it or something. And that's absolutely reasonable. And maybe they're correct in not liking it because Amazon is figuring it out as they go. It's new technology. It's groundbreaking in what they're doing. And what we're doing here at Timesheets in a lot of ways is groundbreaking in terms of tracking employee time as well. And we're always implementing new features to try to help employers and this tech, do this or do that, reduce overtime, whatever it is. So yeah, I would absolutely say that that they're doing the right thing and that they're figuring it out, and eventually they'll get to a point where, you know, their data collection is good but not intrusive, not big brothery, as you like to say.
Andrew McAfee, is Amazon taking data that's going to be useful to you scholars thinking about the workplace of the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Amazon is an extremely data-driven company, and they try to make their decisions based on the best evidence available, as opposed to a desire not to make anybody ever feel uncomfortable or left out. Okay, I think making decisions based on evidence is absolutely the right way to go. I think Amazon's a leader in this area, and I applaud them for that.
Andrew McAfee, Associate Director of the Initiative on the Digital Economy at the MIT Sloan School of Management. Joel Slattis is President of Timesheets.com, which makes clock-in software used by 1,400 small companies. Joel and Andrew, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
If you have a counter story or would like to weigh in and say something maybe a little different than these two fellows did about Amazon or data collection at your workplace, call us at 877-8-MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.